It's known as long-term or long-haul COVID. Patients struggling with a wide range of debilitating, potentially pretty dangerous symptoms several months after contracting the virus. What is the leading cause behind this? More importantly, how can you treat long-haul COVID? Well, to learn more, we are joined by Dr. Mark Sherwood, a healthy living expert. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. I'm honored to be here.
Yeah, I'm so glad you're here. And I do kind of just want to start out with this kind of just, can you sort of define long haul COVID? You know, I guess what kind of symptoms are these people suffering from?
Right. So those would be things like chronic fatigue, brain fog, body aches, no vitality, no motivation, perhaps poor sleep, even poor digestion.
Do we know how many people have long-haul COVID, or is there a way of knowing that?
Well, it's really not, because I read this study that is being discussed in general around, and they sort of tie it back to this idea of mitochondrial dysfunction, which we can get into in a moment. But the mitochondrial dysfunction and all these symptoms kind of fall into this bucket, and many times we try to find one cause for these symptoms. But in reality, the standard American diet is very poor, the lifestyle is poor, and we've seen this chronic fear for the last couple of years to the tune of shortening the life expectancy of the average American by 2.5 years.
Okay, so then is their damage permanent, or these symptoms that they're experiencing, are those permanent?
They are not, because when we deal with it, we go back to the basics a foundation of biology. We try to treat the mitochondria, which is the powerhouse of the cell, to create energy so the body will be able to do what it's supposed to do. And so we've got to get people out of the place with mindset, you know, where they can actually think and believe that I can get better, instead of resting in the idea that this is who I am, this is what I will be for the rest of my days.
So, okay, then if, let's say, someone is suffering from some of these symptoms or just suffering from long-haul COVID in general, is there a way to treat those symptoms?
There is. We go back, and this is our approach. We will do generally a micronutrient test. You don't have to do that, but we do, because I want to know what's missing from the cellular level of in our body. And so then I'll go back and put those things back in, such as B vitamins, magnesium, vitamin C, amino acids, and even the fatty acids. And I'll put those in there, and we'll see the vitality of the body being able to regain itself, as well as we very, very heavily on nutritional adjustment so that we can improve nutrient assimilation overall.
All right. At the end of the day, you have treated countless COVID patients. So can you just kind of talk to us about what you're seeing on the front lines, you know, your overall thoughts as it pertains to COVID?
We've been very blessed. My wife and I have been able to see over 10,000 people in the last couple of years. And, you know, praise the Lord, we've lost no one. And we've done it by simply first encouraging someone that fear can have no place in this journey, because fear will crush the immune system. And further, we have been able to do the things I just talked about nutritionally and nutrient-wise and sleep-wise and disconnection from negative media and things like that, and engagement with good, wholesome things. And we've seen really phenomenal results.
Well, interesting stuff. Doc, I appreciate your time this morning and shedding some light on this topic.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. I'm honored.
That's Dr. Mark Sherwood, a healthy living expert, joining us here on WoWo.
Podcasts by Federated Media.